Do you know what type of porch they were calling a brown?
I just always said in my mind that it was just a long porch, you know, mm-hmm. across maybe some of the older houses had it maybe around two sides of the house or three sides of the house, you know, mm-hmm. and they just referred to the porch overall as a veranda.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a porch that would go on and turn a corner for the house.
Mm-hmm. I could always picture one as that with the banisters on the mm-hmm. front, you know, and that was that was my idea of a veranda.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really...
What about a porch off the second floor if you have a two-story house?
Well, to me it would be a balcony, but
okay.
I don't know
whether
there's any other name for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Any other types of porches? Like?
Stoop.
What's a stoop?
It's just a little small one. Small porch off.
Mm-hmm. And you say years ago on Monday women usually did what kind of work? Say the clothes?
Do the washing.
Okay. And on Tuesday?
Ironing.
Okay. What might you call both washing and ironing together?
The laundry.
Okay. Do you use that expression much yourself?
The laundry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell someone to...
Close the door.
Or another word you might use?
Shut it.
Okay. And, you know, the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other like this?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what?
Novelty siding, I believe it is.
Siding?
Mm-hmm.
Any other name besides siding?
Weatherboarding.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing, or?
I take it to be the same. I'm not a carpenter, so I really don't know. But weatherboarding, or as I said, we refer to it as novelty siding, where it goes.
Why is it called novelty?
I don't know.
Siding.
I just don't know.
But it's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you might say I took the hammer and I wept the nail into the wall.
Drove a nail into the wall.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be. What in further? It's got to be.
You'd have to drive it in further.
Okay, so you say the nail's got to be. What in further?
Driven in further.
Okay.
Huh? Is that what you mean?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
You'd have to drive it in further, is what I'd say.
Okay. And, where did you keep tools or wood? Did you have any special building?
I know you're referring to a tool shed or something
mm-hmm.
like that, or a wood shed. That's what you hear people refer to, but I don't know that so many people use them as,
mm-hmm.
as you would think. It sounds common to say woodshed or tool shed or shop.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you have a place like that on when you were growing up?
Well, we had a junk house that we kept a lot of things in, you know,
mm-hmm.
such as that. But as far as a woodshed, we didn't have a woodshed.
Mm-hmm.
Just stayed out and open.
What did you keep in the junk house?
Anything that we could get in it. Just junk, as you
mm-hmm.
mentioned before. Anything we wanted out of the house but we thought was maybe too good to throw away, or we didn't want to throw it away at the time, it
mm-hmm.
went in there.
And before they had indoor bathrooms, what did they used to have?
They had just outdoor toilets.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for outdoor toilets?
I don't know of any.
Did you ever hear any joking expressions people would say?
Like what? I can't think of it.
Oh, just to refer to the outdoor toilet.
I don't know of anything. It's the outdoor toilet.
Okay.